the word money and nurture don't often seem to kind of jive together. Yet, it's really how we embody wealth consciousness is through this understanding.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, which we are rebranding to Wealth Embodiment. These are going to be last few episodes as the Ecstatic Woman as we shift gears and pivot. So exciting. As always, I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I help men and women to embody their wealth consciousness. And, you know, it's really my mission. I have this very passionate mission that I'm aligned to, and it is that I deeply desire the change makers, the conscious change makers, leaders, trailblazers, to shepherd in the new era of wealth. So if you are a change maker, if you are a trailblazer, if you are a leader who is conscious, I want nothing more than for you to be embodied in your wealth so you can bring that shepherd, that consciousness into humanity. Because really, you know, how does that change our society? If it's the conscious ones, the ones who are aligned, the ones who are serving the higher good of all, that are in wealth, right? That's exciting, is it not? So today I wanted to jump on and speak with you about allowing money to nurture you. And this is such a delicious topic. I mean, first and foremost, just simply the topic of nurturing is very, very delicious. But specifically when we bring it in with money, because we don't often think of those two things together. The word money and nurture don't often seem to kind of jive together. And yet, it's really how we embody wealth consciousness is through this understanding. So let's break it down a little bit. First and foremost, it's about understanding that nurture, the energy of nurture, comes from the feminine. It really ultimately comes from the divine mother that we're all connected to and our inner feminine energy, right? The feminine is the nurturer. I think everybody could very easily agree with that. And of course, that is the feminine that exists within all of us, regardless of sexual identity, right? This is not about man or woman. It is about being human and having the trinity of inner feminine, inner masculine, inner child within you. And so regardless of your sexual identity, you have an aspect of yourself that is nurturing and also likes to be, needs to be nurtured, okay? And, you know, they've done studies with monkeys where they isolated them, you know, solitary isolation, and they didn't do very well because they're just like us. We are social beings and we need that interaction. We need that nurturing, that nourishment. So initially that comes from our mother, right? And depending on your mother and your relationship to your mother and a lot of other things that probably happened in your childhood, there was any level of actual nurturing that happened there. Okay. No fault of your mother. It's just part of the process of being human and everything that's happened in humanity over thousands of years. The truth is that we have forsaken the mother, the great mother. We have forsaken the feminine power within us. And that has caused us to not be available to the energy of nurture. So first and foremost, we're not really available to it in and of ourselves, simply directly from source. Okay. Self-sourcing is when you are self-sourcing the divine mother energy, you are self-sourcing the divine father energy, and you're self-sourcing the divine child energy, all from source directly to you because you are source. You are not separate from it. Okay. So when I speak to, you know, sourcing nurture, what that really refers to is that you're connected to the divine mother. Again, that is through the inner feminine of self, we connect to the divine mother. One representation of the divine mother is Gaia, the mother of humanity. And then we also have the great mother, the essence of that energy in creation itself. So allowing ourselves to be nurtured in life, and then we bring through the conversation of money, right? We don't think of money as nurturing or allowing ourselves to be nurtured by money. And yet money is a neutral polarity. It doesn't have a negative nor a positive polarity. It is neutral. And it is also in the energy of the creative life force energy. Okay. Money is a resource, and resources are feminine. Okay. Resources are feminine energy, which is really interesting to think of, right? So money itself is what I'm saying is neutral. Like the actual, you know, thing of money is neutral, but the creative life force energy, that which creates wealth and money, is a feminine energy, a resource. Okay. So understanding that with the feminine, we want to open up to the energy of nurture. And the more that we open up to the energy of being nurtured by, again, through ourselves, through the mother, and through resources, the more that we're going to embody that wealth, the easier those resources are going to come to us, because we're allowing ourselves to be nurtured by them, right? And we think of that when we speak to like food and water. We're like, yes, of course, those can nurture me, right? But money, no, money can't nurture me, or that doesn't even make sense, or whatever it is, right? We resist money in the context of nurturing because of really what we've labeled money. You know, we've labeled money as bad, wrong, negative, even evil, right? I was just talking about this weekend and 3-day workshop that I was hosting, where I saw a man standing on the side of the road one day in Southern California with a, you know, sign saying, money is the root of all evil, Jesus saves, which I love Jesus, but money is not the root of all evil. That is just not true. Okay. Money is simply a neutral energy that resource is creating. Okay. So money doesn't have any evil in it. It's the people that are utilizing money that are either using it for the benefit of the whole, or, you know, quote unquote evil, right? But that's not money's choice. So I really want you just to sit with this word nurture and contemplate for yourself what would happen if you allowed yourself to be nurtured by money. What would happen? What would change in your reality if you allowed yourself to be nurtured by money? And to me, at this point in my journey, it feels really good to be nurtured by money. But I spent quite a bit of time just allowing myself to be nurtured by the mother. Okay, to actually intentionally receive the energy of nurture from the mother. And when I first did that, it was really, really uncomfortable. It didn't feel good, because I rejected that and shut it off. So that process of allowing myself to receive nurture from the mother, now receiving nurture from money, feels really, really good, and actually a lot of fun as well. It feels so. If this is triggering you, or if you're acknowledging that you just don't feel that way from money, maybe you instead feel like money has abandoned you, right? That money isn't there for you. It's definitely not nourishment, nurturing, right? It's definitely not the feeling that you are being nurtured by money. And then that's something you want to look at directly. You know, and the ways that you can go about looking at this directly is, one way is to really assess your relationship with your own mother, And if you have any information about when you were a baby, like did your mother practice crying it out methods? Did she have other young children where maybe she just, you know, couldn't respond to you right away? Is your mother a naturally nurturing person or not, right? What is the relationship there between your mother and the other siblings? And usually that is pretty self-explanatory. Of course, this doesn't mean that your mother didn't love you or anything like that, right? Our mothers are doing the best that they can. But that nurture really hasn't been available for many generations. So, you know, your mother didn't get it from her mother, and her mother didn't get it from her mother, etc., down the ancestral line. And, you know, nurture isn't us doing things for other people. It's a vibration. It's like love. When you nurture somebody, you are holding them in this energy of nurture. And then, yes, acts of, you know, taking care of people, caring for people come from that energy of nurture, but it's a vibration. And this is always really important to understand, because our society is really good at people pleasing and doing things that we think we're supposed to do. And if we're just doing something because we think we're supposed to do it, is it really in the vibration that we're intending it to be in, right? And I say this in the context of, if your mother was believing that she just needed to care for you, right? That was her role. She needed to love you, and maybe she had a lot on her plate. Was it really from the energy of nurture, or was it from the energy of caring about you and loving on you and taking care of you? Those can actually be two different things. Okay, those can be two different things. So if she didn't have access to that energy of nurture in herself, then she wasn't able to give that energy to you. And most likely, you don't really know what it feels like. You don't really know what the vibration feels like to be nurtured. And, you know, one way to connect to it is to be out in Mother Nature. Mother Nature has a clear vibration of nurture. And I've spent so much time going out into Mother Gaia, just being with her, especially in times of challenge. I've gone out there and spent a lot of time with her. You know, you always come out feeling vibrant, rested, loved, clear, right? Because she's nurturing you and she's loving on you. So that's one way that you can connect to the energy of nurture, is first and foremost through connecting to the mother, right? You can use Mother Gaia as that entry point, because she is a physical entity, which sometimes makes it easier for people to connect. You can also set the intention to connect to the Great Mother and receive nurture from the Great Mother and breathe it into your body. How does it feel when you breathe it into your body? Can you feel it? Does it light you up? Do you feel like your body is actually being nurtured, your emotional body, your mental body being nurtured by the energy? Then once you have a sense of this vibration and what I'm speaking to, and maybe, you know, higher self comes in right now and says, maybe you had somebody, maybe your mother was very nurturing, for one, or maybe you had a grandmother or an aunt or a sister, you know, or somebody else that was actually very nurturing to you. And of course, you can always draw upon those experiences as well. And once you understand the vibration that I'm speaking to and the feeling of it, then you can invite that into your relationship with money. How can you feel the vibration, the experience of nurture when money comes into your space? I mean, ultimately, you want it throughout the process, right? Money coming in, money staying in your space, money leaving your space, the entire trinity of the experience with money. But start first with the receiving, because that's generally where we're most shut down, is the receiving of nurturing. And once it's in your space, it's a little bit easier to sit with it, right? To be in the energy of nurture, to continue to be nurtured by money, and then even to feel nurtured by money when money goes out of your space, right? Because remember, it's just going to come back into your space. So it's not leaving, it's not abandoning you, which is a lot of stories that we have very deep in our subconscious mind around the mother. So understanding that when money leaves, we can often be triggered in that, oh, there it goes, it's not coming back. Very deep subconscious belief structures. So I hope this really brought some new perspective to you about money and about how we can change, alter our relationship with money to really embody our wealth. And yes, this is the new theme topic of the podcast. I hope it's lighting you up. I hope it's bringing you joy. And please consider sharing this episode. This is a really powerful topic for humans in general, because we just haven't allowed this. And it will absolutely transform how people begin to see and relate to money. As always, I love you so very much.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.